Welcome to another episode of the Family Answer Man. Lines are open right now at 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. Family Answer Man airs Mondays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. This is an educational show, not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. So if you are in need of therapy, you should seek therapy. This is for educational purposes, although I am a licensed family therapist with 20 years experience in private practice, in an office setting, as well as residential facilities, juvenile hall. I also run parenting workshops at various locations throughout Southern California. So I'm not one of those talk show hosts who spend their day in the studio. I actually spent all day today in my office. Just got done last appointment about 30 minutes ago. So the things that I'm talking about, the things I'll be sharing with you are real things that are going on today. Let's see here. What do we want to talk about next? I have been talking about sending questions to Twitter, but I think the way we're going to do it is with Facebook instead of Twitter. I have a Facebook page. It's under Jay Fitter. You see a picture of my book, so you know that's the right one. The title of the book is Respect Your Children. So feel free to submit any questions, Facebook. You can also friend me on Facebook, and if you have any, you know, questions, comments, I can respond there or on the show anonymously if you'd like. If you're already friends with me on Facebook, which I think a lot of you are, make a little comment. Let me know you're listening to the show, and I will review all the new friend requests and the comments, and each week give away one free copy, autographed copy of my book, Respect Your Children. So, look me up, Facebook, Jay Fitter. Look for a picture of the book, Respect Your Children. So, once again, lines open, 855-279-3758, 855-279-3758. And just again to reiterate, educational show, not designed to take the place of psychotherapy, but for purposes of helping relationships, whether it be parent-child relationship, husband-wife, siblings, dating, anything relating to relationships that you want to discuss, you're welcome to call or you're welcome to just listen to me and my thoughts. Last time, I spoke a bit about the difference between punishment and discipline. We talked about how punishment is done out of anger. It's done out of retaliation, frustration. It's spontaneous and can often lead to abuse because we don't think through our actions. We just react to a circumstance and then often make poor choices. A lot of the times the children who are punished through corporal punishment, something like that, or feel as though they're being bullied by their parents, often exhibit the same kinds of behaviors at school, which then result in a whole different set of problems. Discipline, on the other hand, is goal-oriented. Discipline's a lot tougher, because you actually have to think. You can't just react. So your disciplining, your desire is to teach and help your child. So when there's a specific behavior they're exhibiting, you're going to attach, for example, a consequence directly related to that that's going to help them understand whether, it's I mentioned last time, I think, cell phones or something like that where they excessive use, so you're going to take away that, or they're going to limit their usage or something like that. So, and also with discipline, so often we just view it as being negative, as being consequences for behavior. And what I want you to consider is that there can be positive discipline. We reinforce the positive behaviors. So when there are specific behaviors that we're trying to get our children to exhibit, if we can reinforce that, create incentives for them. So instead of just punishing when they do something wrong, you're rewarding them when they do something right. And kids tend to respond more favorably to that. Think about ourselves. Those of you who are working, you have full-time jobs. What do you respond more favorably to? Your boss saying, you know, good job, we're going to give you a raise because of the great work you've been doing? Or a boss is going to discipline you or say, you know what, you didn't do well, so you're going to get written up or something like that. Which one is going to motivate you to want to do a better job at your company? So you have to look at children in a sense in the same way, so that reinforcing the positive is going to be a lot more successful than just simply trying to punish the negative. Once again, phone lines are open at 855-279-3758. And friend me or comment on my Facebook page, Jay Fitter. There's more than one, so look for a picture of the green book that says Respect Your Children on it, a practical guide to effective parenting or something to that effect. So we know that discipline is more effective and gets us better results with our children, but that it takes more effort and we have to think through it. And if it's a two-parent home, it's very important when you're dealing with discipline, whether it be positive, such as rewarding, like we mentioned, or consequences, the parents be on the same page. Because kids are great at playing one parent against the other. So it's not one of the things that parents often get sucked into is let's keep this away from your mother and not tell her that we agreed to this or you came home late last night. Or let's not tell dad that, you know, I gave you this money so you could do this. Because then basically you're allowing kids to get in the middle between the two of you, and that doesn't go well, because what you're saying is it's more important that my child like me than to have a strong relationship with my partner. So tonight, though, I want to continue with that a bit and talk about the difference between logical consequences and natural consequences. Okay, those may be terms you've heard before, but you're like, I don't know what the heck that means. Logical consequences, which I'm going to share with you right now. Before I do, I want to just repeat the phone number because anybody wants to call in with any questions. 855-279-3758. It's toll free, 855-279-3758. Logical consequences are things that parents can control. This is the way that you decide to deal when you're using discipline to address a certain behavior, such as you have a child who stays out beyond their curfew time. And so a logical consequence is, okay, you're grounded tomorrow night or this week because you chose to ignore your curfew time. So it's directly related to it, and it's something that parents have direct control over. Another example I used before is cell phone use. It's a logical consequence that parents have control over. They can say, this is what you did, and this is the consequence which is directly related to it. For younger children, it might be a situation where they're playing with their toys, and mom or dad says, okay, when you're done playing, you need to pick up your toys and put them away. And the child doesn't pick up their toys and put them away. They just leave them out all over there because they figure, well, mom will take care of it or dad will do it. So I don't have to worry about that. And a logical consequence would be, okay, the toys are now put away and you don't get to play with them tomorrow. So you're showing them that by choosing not to follow the rules, there's a specific consequence. And that specific consequence is they lost the opportunity to play with those toys, which you can see is completely different than pick up the toys or I'm going to spank you. there's no real connection there, except for the fact that your child is learning. When I'm at school, if someone doesn't do something I want them to do, I can hit them, because that's how you get someone to do something. So a logical consequence is directly related to it, whether it's a young child dealing with toys, whether it's a teenager, whatever the age may be. Just a side note, when people talk about logical consequences, you know, we talk about timeouts and things like that. Timeout works well with young people. A young child, where they sit in a chair, often where you can view them, but just taking them away from the stimulus for a little while, so to give them a chance to calm down. But it's not exactly, something you want to do with a teenager. You don't want a teenager who is not following directions, doing what they need to do. You're not going to want to say, go to your room for the next 2 hours, because that's basically the teenager saying, this is great. I mean, that's the biggest reward you can give them. They can go in their room, not have to talk to you, get unlimited access to their phone with internet, texting, their computer, whether they have a TV, lay in their bed and relax. So that's not exactly a consequence in that respect. So logical consequences, directly related. Next is natural consequences. Natural consequences, in my opinion, are often consequences that come as a result of parents not doing everything they need to do as a parent, and not using logical consequences. But not only that, but often it's a result of poor parenting, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just a child's choice that they make. But a natural consequence is something that a parent has no control over. That's the tough part. You have no control over natural consequences. Let's talk about some examples. You tell your child, it's going to rain today. You need to make sure and bring your raincoat. Or it's going to be really cold. Bring a jacket with you. And they say, I'm good. I don't need it. And they walk out the door, and they don't bring a jacket. And the whole day, they're cold. And they end up sick or something like that. That's a natural consequence because of a choice that they made. You have no longer have control over it because they chose not to do that. There's much more severe natural consequences, such as education, for example. You might tell your child, you need to study. You need to work hard through school and help them understand that the choices they make through elementary, junior high, and high school, the few years when they're in school, is going to impact their lives and their career maybe for the next 60 years after that. And they don't realize that. A lot of children are very young, don't understand the implications that education has on their future. So you have a child who says, it's kind of a lot more fun to smoke pot in the bathroom and hang out and ditch class than it is to write papers and listen to a boring teacher talk. So they do that. And then down the road, natural consequence of that is they may be someone who can't find employment, or they spend most of their life working for minimum wage and they struggle financially. They can't take care of their family. They can't get a place to live. They can't often get even basic necessities. Those are natural. That's a natural consequence. And as a parent, you look at that and you think, I don't want my child to experience that. But at that point in their life, you no longer have control. You do have control and logical consequences when you're addressing education, for example, rewarding, like we talked about last time, rewarding the positive efforts that they're putting forth with their education, consequences for not handling their schoolwork and things like that. So you can do all you can, but ultimately it's their choice if they're going to succeed or not succeed. But that is a natural consequence that often as parents we look at and can be quite sad to see our children struggle, because nobody wants to see their children struggle, and yet that happens every day. So that's an example of natural consequence. Another one I want to go is a little more extreme would be a child who chooses to break the law, a child who starts off in a direction where they're stealing, they get themselves in trouble, getting arrested, maybe going to juvenile hall, getting into bigger things, maybe robbery, things like that, in order to find basically quick ways to get their needs met, quick ways to get finances. And ultimately, they end up in prison. prison is a natural consequence. You, as a parent, have no control. You can't go to the judge and say, Your Honor, he didn't meet her. Give him a second chance. That doesn't, you don't have any pull anymore. So it's a natural consequence, and that's a, doesn't get much more devastating for a parent than to see their child get locked up because of something. And yet that is a reality of choices they make. Ultimately, like I said, it is their choice. But the more we can use discipline effectively, whether it being logical consequences, rewarding the appropriate behavior, addressing those issues when they're younger. The younger we start with our children as far as addressing these things, the more success we have. The older they get, the more difficult it is to have an impact on their lives. So when you're noticing these issues, if you're like, well, this is just scraping the surface, Jay, I don't know what to do. Well, make an appointment with the counselor, make an appointment with the therapist, and address it. You have specific questions on certain things, feel free to send them to me. Like I say, friend me on Facebook at Jay Fitter, JayFitter. Submit your questions. I'll respond to them. I won't mention your name, but we'll talk about your questions and try to give you some constructive feedback and direction that to try to head off some of these really severe natural consequences that could be facing your children. So, like I say, if you've already friended me, make a comment on here, on the Facebook page, and we will give away one signed autographed copy of the book each week. Also, go to blogtalkradio.com/JayFitter to listen to this episode as well as all the previous episodes. The numbers are growing, so apparently people like what I have to say on here. Once again, go to blogtalkradio.com/JayFitter. That's going to do it for today's show. Next show will be Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific. Look forward to speaking with you all then. Have a good evening.